The lady was dressed to kill, literally. The trademark off-the-shoulder blood-red dress, the knife-shaped clutch bag, the silver hair that hung like scrolls of barbed wire, and on the inside of her left wrist, the 2-inch dagger tattoo entwined with thistles, the symbol of the infamous Wolves of River Plate crime syndicate. Bristow Trabant was in no doubt. This was Azara Pampita Razon, the vixen of the Pampas, Argentina's premier importer of all missiles and machine guns bound for the gangland streets of Buenos Aires and Cordoba. He eased back inside the main entrance to Le Club Maritime de Soleil, hid behind a large rubber plant, retrieved his mobile telephone and typed 523, the recognition code for MI6's priority surveillance unit. Next, 014, the allocated ID number for Razon. Then, AAA, to confirm she had 3 bodyguards here with her in Cannes. Trabant pressed send, watched the message go through, then held his breath as the lady breezed past. Yes, Azara Pampita Razon was scary beyond belief. But what frightened him more was that, in the grand scheme of things, she was only the small fry.
Quick! Quick, said Henri, the banqueting manager, to his staff. Senior gunboat will be here any moment. Get ready to bow, and remember, agree with everything he says.
The waiters hurried into position, but this was no royal visit. The foyer of Le Club Maritime de Soleil was laced with danger, the kind that drips from the ceiling, then runs down the back of your neck in icy, cold globules of sweat. It was 10:28 p.m. Bristow Trabant retreated into the alcove beneath the stuffed moose head, retrieved the beginner's guide to being a secret agent from his pocket, hurried to Chapter 9, Subsection 12, Appendix 98, and read, as if his life depended on it, because it most probably did, if you find yourself in a dark alien environment, where the beast you stalk begins to snarl, remain strong, my friend. If it doesn't know your true identity, then it has no reason to bite. Keep calm. Breathe deeply. Refer to protocol. The sound of voices drew his attention. Trabant looked up to see the main entrance doors being opened, and then there he was. The beast himself. The whole reason Trabant was there. Gunboat Charlie Chavez, the face of the illicit arms trade, standing in the entrance, reveling in the hush. Gunboat stood 5'6" tall and wide, and industrial gauge shoulders supported his oil barrel neck and boulder grade head, itself capped with short black hair. His skin was dark brown, and thick eyebrows formed a perma scowl, beneath which coal black eyes darted with a chill of intent. His nose was wide and powerful, his ears small and piggy, and a downturned moustache ran all the way south to meet the short beard, circumnavigating the jawline as ominously as a passage around Cape Horn.
"Signor Gunboat, it has been too long," said Henri, embracing the yacht club's most infamous member.
Gunboat smiled, but his mouth bore not a ripple of warmth, and on its bottom lip, an extra thick Cuban cigar balanced precariously, defying the laws of gravity. Trabant shuddered. No MI6 photos could do justice to the human battering ram now standing before him. Yet the finishing touches came from the contours revealed through the crisp white shirt. Contours of a fearsome power, a chilling potential, and the subtlest but most definite signs of man boobs.